I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Introducing friend of the podcast, Moog Gravitz's new project, Rapscallion, and his debut riff-bungering record, Maximum Splendid. A chap rock tom hard rock odyssey, back to the well-groomed stash with big riffs and straight-up rock. Featuring chap hop legend Professor Elemental, Maximum Splendid is a custard cream-caked monocle-popping riff fest of a record. Available on CD, digital download, and of course, 8-track cartridge from rapscallionband.com, plus Spotify, Bandcamp, and all good streaming platforms. Now, you're listening to the Guitar Nerds podcast, so I imagine you like a riff or two, and for that reason alone, we thoroughly recommend giving this debut release a spin. Unleash your inner chap, and check out the links in the description of this podcast. Hello and welcome to the Guitar Nerds podcast, the world's number one guitar podcast. I am your host, Joe Branton, joined this week by Jay Cross.
That's my name.
Matt Knight.
Hello there.
And would you believe it, Mark Handman. Packham. Mark Packham. Hello,
come,
Mark.
Come on down. Whoa,
sorry.
Oh, yeah. I was a bit confused there.
Welcome indeed. Back, Mark. It's lovely to have you back on the podcast. Thanks for coming back. It's been a couple of months.
Yeah, I hear there's like some sort of fellow with a name that sounds like me knocking about, and I thought time to step in, give you the real deal,
the real Mark
Packham, and crack on with it. Yeah, I don't use like Facebook or that anymore, so I've missed this entire thing, and I certainly don't listen to the podcast, so I've no idea what that's all about. But you informed me about it, and I thought, right, time to step in, bring the goods.
Well, I'm glad that you're back, and Jay Cross, lovely to have you back too. It's been 3 weeks since you resigned from Guitar Nerds and moved over to the Gear Slum podcast.
That's right. That's correct. I had an operation, and just a minor operation, nothing serious. No need to panic, everybody. I'm still here. And I just basically needed a couple of weeks off to recuperate. And whilst I was off, I had a very polite message, unlike the usual onslaught of vicious words that I get from
time
Joe.
Is money, Jay.
I got a really nice message from Cole and Phil from the Gear Slum, the world's number one guitar shop podcast, and they asked if I would join them on their podcast for a couple of weeks, so I did that, and it was really fun. We just didn't talk about guitars, which is, you know, my hobby, so listen to that. And not this. Turn this off. Go and download the Gear Slum.
Well, there is one good reason for wanting to stay on this episode. Because it's
Matt
not
Knight.
Just, yeah. It's not just a regular... Well, yes, Matt Knight is the main reason I think most people listen to this.
He's the reason why I keep coming back.
A fountain of knowledge. But yeah, actually, you know, me and Matt have got the final episode this week of our home recording guide. The third season of the Home Recording Guide and the second season that I've had with Matt. We've been building another song and I think it's nearly ready. We're going to talk through our final efforts.
How many episodes do you need to remind people to just push play and record on their 4-track tape machine?
I wish that was the case. But unfortunately, 4-track tape machines have become ridiculously expensive.
Yeah.
So it's probably cheaper to do it all digitally now. mainly thanks to that dude from the Nine Inch Nails. It was like, here's how I use this really classic Tascam recorder. Now everyone's like, I need to buy this Tascam recorder.
Yeah,
I mean, literally bargain bin. Bargain bin stuff. What, 10 years ago?
Yeah, even
yeah, but that happens. That happens all the time, though, doesn't it? Like, and it's just about whether you are lucky enough to have one. Like, what was the Digitech space pedal that
Space Station?
The space station, yeah, because we were selling those off for like literally £20 when they went end of life, and now they're like they're like £400 pedals, aren't they? It's crazy.
Yeah, yeah. That's why I need to get my Tascam CD GT1 trainer. You know, for when people need to go old school with their guitar practicing.
You don't need that, Matt. No one needs that.
I don't even own any CDs anymore.
Have you literally got rid of all your CDs? I did a bit of a clear out this week, and like the CDs now are only ones that have sentimental value to me, and like I just can't get rid of them.
I did that a couple of years ago, and then I found them recently and went, why am I keeping these? And then I just threw them all away.
Oh, Matty.
Oh, that's a shame. I've got like 3 or 4 boxes of CDs in my parents' loft, and every now and again I'll go home and have a look through the box and see what's there and pull out another classic Japanese ska band.
Punkorama 7.
All the Punkoramas are on Spotify, but the Kaiser Soze record is not on Spotify, and the Snotty record is not on Spotify.
That is a hell of a record.
So those are just in my car. So as long as my car doesn't get nicked, I can just listen to it. Yeah, I just every now and again just go and sit out in the car. I'm not driving anywhere, am I?
Yeah, I was going to say.
So just go and sit in the car and listen to a bit of early 2000s Japanese ska.
Is your car now the only thing that you've got that will play CD audio?
Well, PS4 will play CDs,
nope.
Won't it?
No,
really?
CDs.
Not.
No, yeah.
My laptop doesn't have a CD drive. Yes, the answer to that question is yes. The only thing I've got that can play CD is my car. So that's fun. But you know, as we were talking about, these things come around. I'm sure I can get a Sony Discman or a Sony Walkman at some point. I'm sure they'll be going for mega money before too long. So getting ahead of the curve.
Buying a CD player now is really expensive. Do you remember there was a time when you could go to like the supermarket and buy, I think I remember seeing a DVD / CD player for £28. And it was like a top of the line or whatever, but it was like a decent DVD player. Now, like, try and buy like a standalone CD or like DVD Blu-ray player. There's so much money because who needs one?
I've seen those all-in-one CD, cassette, and record players with Bluetooth. They're like £150 or whatever.
The cheapest CD player on Richer Sounds at the moment is £180.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's the cheapest one.
Yeah, they're really, really expensive now because they obviously don't make as many because who's buying a CD player?
The most expensive is £3,000.
Yeah, I mean, you've always been able to get really expensive ones. But yeah, you used to be able to get them for like £50 at Richer Sounds, and yeah, now they're considerably more than that.
Crikey. I'll stick to my Sega Game Gear TV tuner, thanks.
very good. Now there is a very good reason that this episode is going to be a little bit more exciting, and a good reason that Mark Packham has come back. It is because you have designed and written and curated a quiz. It's been a while since we've had a quiz. Have we had a quiz this year? Have we had a quiz in season 2? Is this the first quiz?
Might be the first one this year. I mean, obviously, I haven't been on the podcast, so I don't know. But this is the first one that I've done this year, definitely.
Well, I think it might be. You know, I can't remember exactly.
We'll have to put that out to the Guitar Nerds historians.
Yes, exactly. But
see if anyone can correct us.
But I'm excited, Mark. You're going to host the quiz, and you've said it's 6 rounds. It's going to be the 3 of us pitted against each other.
Yep.
Is there going to be any celebrity guests?
There's no celebrity guests, I'm afraid.
Oh, that's a shame. Mm-hmm. Okay. I was promised celebrity guests. I thought Wolf from Gladiators was going to be here.
So, dear listener, choose your host that you're intending to back and prepare to answer their questions. You've made this simple for me. I always worry when you do these quizzes, Mark, because, you know, I think what I am is really a good guitar bull-shitter. Whereas...
Crikey!
He's trying to tag that one out.
Yeah, I will have to. That's fine. I couldn't think of an alternative word for it. I have a whole bleep pack.
Are you basically worried that you've had no prep before this quiz and you don't these are coming? Do you want me to shall I give you the round names before we get started?
Oh, that would be really good, yes.
Okay, so round one, general knowledge, pretty standard.
That doesn't help, yes.
Round general two. Knowledge, is that like what is the biggest country in the world and stuff like that?
Exactly that, yeah.
I thought it was going to be military ranks.
Who sang In the Summertime?
Come on, that was good.
Round two is called Signal Chain. Round three is called Terms and Conditions. Round four is called Top of the Pops. Round five is called The Low End. And round six is called Rock Albums Shifted.
Why do I feel that Jay will be good at Terms and Conditions? Yeah, feels
exactly.
Like a very Jay Cross
round. He's got an eye for detail. He's
on
got
page seven
details.
Of the PASCAM manual for the...
No, that's Matty. Matt's the loser with guitarmanuals.com bookmarked. That's his homepage.
I think it's weird that he has so many manuals framed and put around his house. Just on his favourite page.
Toilet reading.
Yeah, why not? Why not read a good manual?
Shall I kick off the quiz?
Why not? Here it is, everyone. Mark Packham's quiz.
I need a bit more. I need that Joe Branton energy. I've not done this for five months or something. I need a voice.
Dear listener, welcome to what will probably be the most stupendous and incredible guitar quiz that your ears are ever going to hear. It is the Mark Packham quiz.
Hello, welcome to the quiz. Right, let's crack on, shall we? Round one, general knowledge. There's 1 point in each of these for the correct answer. I'm going to start.
Do I need to take notes? I wasn't ready to take notes.
No, you don't. Why would you need to take notes?
I don't know.
Actually, you might need to take notes. There's a couple of rounds where we're going to get a bit more technical. And you might actually want to write some stuff down.
I just hit myself in the nose with my microphone. Sorry.
If you've got a pen and paper to hand, it might be an advantage.
Okay. Bear with me.
How's the point system working? If we get it wrong, does it pass over to the next person?
On almost all of these rounds, it passes on to the next person. And you get generally one go at it each. And if none of you three get it, then no one gets the points. But there will be exceptions to that. And I will tell you when we enter the particular rounds where the format is slightly different. Has everyone got a pen and paper? Is everyone
pen
ready to...
and paper have been acquired.
I was going to have a writing device document. On my laptop. I'm going to use a notes document on my laptop.
Oh, I see. I'm not Googling. This is me typing.
Matt Knight, how are you situated for some writing materials?
I have a pen and some paper.
And an eyelid.
Good. Let's start. Let's kick off with round one, general knowledge. So general knowledge round, 1 point for a correct answer. In this round, if you don't get it, it will pass to the next person until the three of you haven't answered it, then no one gets the points. Question one.
Wait, which way, what order are we going in?
So all of the rounds go Jay, Matt, Joe.
Okay, fine.
So start on from question one, it resets back to you. So
doesn't that mean that if I'm the last one, that the others can win before me?
What?
What are you talking about?
No, everyone gets a fair chance.
Yeah, well, so question two is going to start with Matt, and question three is going to start with you. That's right. How it works, Joe.
That sounds good to me.
Everyone gets the same number of questions.
Okay. Everyone gets the same number of questions. You'll be fine. Don't worry.
And this is a quiz.
We're doing a quiz.
The only downside you've got, Joe, is that you're after Matt, who is like clearly the cleverest out of the three.
I've very much tried to spread out the knowledge base of this, so it isn't just focused on pedals or whatever. There is although this first question is about pedals.
There's nothing to do with like, I don't know, Ipswich Town in...
Oh, there was that whole Ipswich Town round. I'll have to leave that out. Okay, question one, Jay Cross. Which UK pedal manufacturer has models named the Zola, the Lonely Robot, and the Electro Chop? Those names again, the Zola, the Lonely Robot, and the Electro Chop for 1 point.
Zander Effects.
It's not Xandra FX. Passes to Matt Knight.
Oh, I know the name Electro Chop. Is it? No. I was going to say, is it?
Well, are you saying it or are you not
no,
saying it?
No, because I can't remember the name.
Come
no,
on,
I'm going to have to pass. Have
Joe
to
Branton.
I'm not sure. Is it Way Huge?
UK. UK based.
Oh, sorry. Cool, I didn't know. I missed that part of the question.
That's your answer, I think.
Oh, damn it.
It unfortunately is not Way Huge, the famous UK pedal manufacturer. The answer is Magnetic FX. No points for anyone. Matt Knight, question two. On a Fender HSS Strat with an S1 switch fitted, how many unique pickup combinations are available?
Oh, I'm using my pen and paper. HSS.
HSS with an S1. S1. How many unique combinations are available?
Three?
What?
you just want the amount of unique ones, not the total number of combinations.
Yeah, total number of unique combinations.
Well, surely 1 to 5 is standard.
There's
they're not unique.
There's still options. There's
but wait,
still individual.
But they're not unique, though, are they?
Yes, they are unique.
No, I would say.
I'm not sure you understand what unique means.
Well, they're the same as every other strat. 1 to 5 is the same as every other strat.
Yeah, so there's at least 5.
Yeah, well they're not unique, are they? Because they're the same as every other strat.
Each one is a unique setting.
No, I mean unique from each other setting on that particular guitar.
Right. Okay, that is more clear.
Okay, fine.
And then I will go for 8.
Unfortunately, it's not 8. Passes to Joe Branton.
So there's the Radio 5 S1
HSS Strat with an S1 switch fitted. How many unique pickup combinations on that particular guitar are available?
Damn it. I counted it up and I would have said 8 as well. So I guess I'll say 7.
Unfortunately, that's not correct. Passes to Jay Cross.
So the actual answer to this, I don't think is the answer that you have got, Mark, because I think you're thinking back to previous models of HSS Strat, whereas I'm fairly sure that nowadays an HSS Strat, all that the S1 does is split the humbucker, which would make it 6
fine,
unique
okay.
positions.
It's not, that isn't the answer.
Okay,
I'm talking about
case,
when the
case,
S1 switch actually did something useful.
I mean, what would you want it to do more
okay.
than just
that? Let me
in
rephrase
that.
Case,
that. Let me rephrase that.
It's probably more useful now than it used to be, but
yes.
This gives you more combinations. How many combinations were available on an old HSS Strat with the S1 switch fitted?
10.
No, the answer is 9.
Oh, okay, fine. There are
I'm so close to going for 9.
There are
Can
10,
I have half a point
There
for
are
being
10
close?
Possible selections, but 2 of them are the same. So that's why there's 9. So in with the S1, I can't remember the exact which way around it is, but with the S1 in or out, one of the positions on the Strat is the same either way. So there's 9 unique combinations available.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, maybe in 2003, Grandad.
Well, sorry, the only
things
wiring,
have moved on a little
the
bit.
Only wiring diagram I could find was that. It was suggested it was that. So let's
so
look at that, shall we?
It's 6-0 so far, boys.
So no zeros. No points so far. All to play for. Question 3, Joe Branton.
Yes.
We all know that the Digitech XP300 was the space station pedal, but can you tell me what type of effect the XP400 was?
The XP400 was a multi-modulation pedal.
Unfortunately not. Passes to Jay Cross.
Can you repeat the question, please? I was just confirming that I was correct on the previous question.
Fine. We all know that the Digitech XP300 was the space station pedal, but can you tell me what type of effect the XP400 was?
Oh, that was a reverb.
It was the reverberator. 1 point. To Jay Cross.
I think I also I think I also get a point for the previous one as well.
You don't, unfortunately.
5 position blade and then the auxiliary switching push-pull tone.
Oh, sorry. Is that actually called an S1 switch?
The isn't. I mean,
sorry, Jay. Is it called the S1 switch?
Yeah, I think it's called the
S1. Oh, sorry. I think you want to check that. Actually, is it called the S1 switch?
I don't think it matters too much. Hey! For the
There we go. The auxiliary switch, also quiz. Not known as the S1 switch. Question 4, Jay Cross. Before making amps under his own brand, Marco of Mark Bass fame made amps for another brand. What was that brand?
Oh,
I'm going to have to hurry you.
Was it
S1?
Galleon
boy.
Kruger?
It was not Galleon Kruger. Passes to Matt Knight.
Was it Hartke?
It was not. Passes to Joe Branton.
PV?
It was not. It was Ernie Ball Music Man.
Oh, my wow. Good. Oh, of course.
If you remember, before the Little Mark came out, there was some Music Man amps that used basically the same technology, but in a kind of traditional-sized head. That's what Mark Bass basically did before they were their own brand.
There we go.
Still only 1 point on the scoreboard so far. Goes to Matt Knight. Which UK brand, founded in 1974, once produced a triple neck bass for Rick Wakeman?
Cool. 1974. Guild?
Unfortunately not. Also not UK based.
Ah. I thought it was.
Is it me?
Joe Branton.
Shergold.
Unfortunately not. Jay Cross.
What?
Burns?
Wait.
Unfortunately not. I didn't realise these were going to be so hard. This produced the triple neck bass, founded in 1974. It was WOW basses.
Oh, right. Okay.
I thought the clue was going to be in there, and that it was basses, and it was in the 70s, and it was UK. But there we go. Still only 1 point on the board.
Yes, I'm winning.
Jay's winning. Joe Branton, question 6. Which iconic pedal, first introduced in 1978, has the controls distortion, filter, and volume in that order, left to right?
The Rat.
It is indeed the Proco Rat. 1 point to Joe Branton. Jay Cross, in which decade, this is question 7, in which decade was the first Ovation guitar produced?
The 60s.
It is indeed the 60s. Point to Jay Cross. Jay leading the pack on 2 points.
Two.
Matt Knight.
Hit me.
I got 2 points.
Very good. Matt Knight. Warwick are the current manufacturer of the Bootsy Collins Space Base. Can you name one other manufacturer that has made this signature model in the past?
I can picture the brand in my head, and I can picture the headstock, and I can't picture the name on said headstock.
So Warwick is the current maker. Who has made it before? Oh,
some weird brand. And I remember selling one, and I can't think. No, I'm going to have to pass.
You. Okay.
I'm going to have to pass.
Joe Branton.
Washburn?
Washburn, indeed. There are two correct answers, Washburn or Traben bases, Traben, which I think that is what was Matt the one was trying to think of.
That's what I was thinking of. I could picture the headstock, and I could picture the name. I it was just stuck in my brain somewhere. I'm sure I sold one when I was at GAC.
Yeah, definitely. We used to sell them. Yeah. They were cool. They weren't a lot of money either, which was kind of cool. Because the Warwick one, I think, is like a custom shop one, which is quite a lot of money. So yeah, Traben, not a name I thought about for a long time. Question Indeed. 9. First goes to Joey B. Joe Branton.
Yes. Yes.
How many different gauges of Ernie Ball 6-string nickel wound slinkies are there currently available?
So currently available. Oh, yeah.
So when I say 6-string nickel wound slinkies,
right?
And I'm giving something away here, but you know, like the super slinky style. I'm not talking about.
There's one.
You've got at least one. So I'm not thinking about, you know, like NPS or whatever they're called, or any of those.
No.
Just the ones in
no,
the regular.
No, but the current one, because they've recently introduced half sizes, so we're including the half sizes.
We are indeed. How many are currently available according to the Ernie Ball website at about lunchtime today?
Okay, cool. So they've now got half sizes, but they also have a wide range of like mixed sizes, like hybrid sizes as well. So it's a massive amount. I reckon. So we've got kind of I better not say them in case the guys hand out. Let me just count. Can I just write them down quickly?
This is a difficult question, so I will give you some space, all three of you, to write some stuff down to figure it out.
Yeah.
So,
show your working to, No, actually, don't show your working because that gives it away. This is tense. I'm going to have to hurry you. This can't go too long.
Okay, fine.
How many different gauges of Ernie Ball six-string nickel-wound slinkies are currently available?
I'm going to go with 12.
Unfortunately, it is not 12. Passes to Jay Cross.
13.
Unfortunately, not 13. Passes to Matt Knight.
16.
Unfortunately, not quite, Matty. The answer is 17.
My goodness, 17
different gauges of Ernie Ball six-string.
What are they? What are they?
I haven't got them in front of me. I would have written it down if I cared. It's a lot, isn't it? When you consider there used to be, what, five or something. There's now 17 different gauges available. All different, like you say, different hybrid sets, half sizes, all sorts, with all sorts of names.
Like, well, there are like three different variants of 10 and a halfs now.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, very good. So, scores at the end of round one. 2 points for Jay, two points for Joe. And unfortunately, no pints for Matty Knight.
No pints for Matty.
But plenty of opportunity to make it up in round two, which is a round we're calling Signal Chain. Joe, do a voice.
Signal Chain!
Ooh. There we go. So, slightly different style of quiz here. Signal Chain is, we're going to go round. It's going to go Jay, Matt, Joe. And you have to name a product from, or a thing from, the category that I'm about to tell you. And if you can't name one...
What does a category mean? An effect type?
I will tell you in a minute.
Right.
And it will change. There's three goes at this in this round. And so if you can't name one, you're out. Last man standing wins 5 points.
Wow.
Whoa. So there's a total of 15 points available in this round. So question one.
So this is like musical chairs.
Yeah, basically, if you can't name one, you drop out until we've only got one person left. So, question, and we're going to be, you have to be fairly quick about it. There does need to be a sense of urgency, and I will hurry you if you're not being urgent about it. So, first go round is electroharmonics pedals. You say a pedal, it passes on to the next person. Jay, Matt, Joe, back to Jay. So, Jay Cross, go.
Cathedral Reverb.
Weirdly, that's not on this list. I don't know why that is. But yes, that is an electroharmonics pedal. Matt Knight.
Hot Wax.
The Hot Wax is also weirdly not on this list. But yeah, that is a pedal. Joe Branton.
Big Muff Pie.
Big Muff Pie is, I've taken it off the list. Jay Cross.
Crayon.
The Crayon. Weirdly also not on this list, but it does exist. So we'll go Matt Knight.
Holy Grail.
The Holy Grail is now off the list. Joe Branton.
Memory Boy.
The Memory Boy is on the list and now off the list. Jay Cross.
The Epitome.
The Epitome is there and it is off the list. Matt Knight.
Deluxe Memory Man.
A Deluxe Memory Man is now off the list. Joe Branton.
Battalion.
The Battalion, weirdly also not on this list. But yes, that does exist. Jay Cross.
Green Onions.
No, that is not a pedal that they make.
What?
The Turnip Greens, you mean?
Oh, bugger. I'm trying to be smart.
Jay Cross is out of the round. It's now down to Matt Knight.
Mel 9.
The Mel 9 is an electroharmonics pedal. Joe Branton.
The Grand Canyon.
The Grand Canyon is an electroharmonics pedal. Matt Knight.
B9.
Yep. Joe Branton.
The C9?
Yep. Matt Knight.
Memory Toy.
Yep. Joe Branton.
The Attack Decay.
Matt Knight.
Microsynth.
Yep, Joe Branton.
The Canyon.
No, we've already had the Canyon. No. Oh, no, we had the Crayon. No, you're right.
Canyon,
you're good.
Canyon is TC, isn't it?
No, Electro Harmonix Canyon. Yeah. Matt Knight.
Grand Canyon.
Grand Canyon's already been said. Joe Branton said it beforehand. So Joe Branton wins the round at 5 points.
Oh, I thought I made a note of what everyone said. Bugger.
Joe Branton is now on 7 points.
Crushed.
Jay on two.
I've got five more here as well. That's so annoying.
The list that I've got is massive because I pulled one that's got all the 70s ones on. Like, what was the one that stood out to me? The Y-triggered filter. Do you know what that is?
No. What is that?
Apparently, there's one called the SU-2001 Screw Upper.
Yes, sounds great. I've
literally no idea what that is. One called the Sonic Boomer. One called... Yeah, there's loads of stuff that I'd never heard of, actually. What else was there? There's some other weird ones. Anyway, this is not interesting. It's just me. There's one called the Instant Replay. Quite cool.
Every time we talk about their stuff, it reminds me that I need to buy a Black Finger. I've never owned one, and they're absolutely the best compressors. And then every time I think of it and I look online to see how much they're going for, it's like even more money than last time I looked.
Yeah. They're, all that stuff well up in price. Right, let's do question two of this round, the second of our signal chains. Again, starting with Matt this time round. Matt Knight, we are talking Fender signature artist, current artists that have got a signature model.
Oh, God.
And unfortunately, I couldn't find a definitive list on this. The Fender website doesn't have all of them, and dealers don't have all the ones that the Fender website had. So it's kind of a bodge together of those two. If the name's on the list, I'll accept it, basically. If it's not on the list, I won't accept it. Matt Knight, we're kicking off with you.
Her
is gone from the list. Joe Branton.
Piss, that's exactly what I was going to say, Matt Knight. And now you've thrown me, and I'm going to go... Simon Neil.
No, do not Damn currently it, make out. His guitar. Jay Cross.
Ben Gibbard.
Ben Gibbard. Yes, Matt Knight.
Yngwie Malmsteen.
Yngwie Malmsteen was on this list somewhere. Oh, this is not in alphabetical order. This is annoying. Jay Cross.
Just Command Effort.
It's fine.
Jay Maskis. I mean, are we including Squire? Jay Maskis.
No, I wasn't including Squire. Sorry, I should have said that at the start. I'll give you another go.
Okay, Jim Root.
Wait, I chose a Squire.
Yeah, but the Simon Neil's not current.
Yeah. Jim Root is somewhere on this list. Yes, he is now gone from this list. Matt Knight.
Johnny Marr.
Johnny Marr is on this list and is now deleted. Jay Cross.
The thing is I've got to be really careful what I say.
yeah, sure.
Because there's some that I know that I can't remember if they're out yet.
Don't say those ones.
No, I know. I was like, oh, I'll just double check. I'll go on the website and see if that one exists yet. But of course, I can't do that.
Play it safe.
JMJ.
Yes, the Justin Mendelssohn Johnson. Is that
Justin Mendel Johnson? Yeah,
Mendel Johnson. Matt Knight.
Eric Clapton.
Eric Clapton is on this list somewhere. He is now gone. Jay Cross.
Jim Adkins.
Jim Adkins is on the list and it's gone. Matt Knight.
Buddy Guy.
Buddy Guy is on the list somewhere and he's gone. Jay Cross.
Oh, no.
Oh, he's going to stumble.
I actually might.
I'm going to have to hurry. You've got to say something right now. I'm giving the points to Matt Knight in 3, 2, 1.
Matt Knight wins the round. I couldn't risk it.
5 points to Matt Knight. Do you want me to read the list so you can see how ridiculous that is? Okay.
Go on. Because I know there's a million.
So, Albert Hammond Jr.
Okay,
Chrissie Hynde.
Yeah.
Jason Isbell.
Yeah.
Jimi Hendrix.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Jimmy Page.
Who's he?
Jimmy Page. Ed O'Brien.
Jimmy Page?
Yeah. The Telecasters.
Yeah, the telly.
Oh, of course.
Ed O'Brien. Britt Daniel, which it was a guitar that I'd never seen before. It looked amazing. Kenny Wayne Shepherd, Brad Paisley, Brent Mason, Lincoln Brewster, Kurt Cobain, Johnny Marr, Richie Kotzen, James Burton, Chris Shiflett, Stevie Ray Vaughan, Jimmy Vaughan, Richie Blackmore, Jeff Beck, Dave Murray, Robert Cray, Eric Johnson, Troy Van Leeuwen, Robin Trower, Pino Palladino, Duff McKagan, Flea, Jaco Pastorius, Geddy Lee, Tom Morello, Tony Franklin, Tash Sultana, Tim Armstrong, Grace Vanderwall, Michael Landau, and Billie Eilish.
Billie Eilish, yeah, of course.
So you didn't get any of those?
No, you're right.
This is so much harder than it seems.
It's when you're on the spot. That's the problem.
Totally.
It's when you're on the spot. And
you've got to be very careful. Yeah, okay, fine. Well, this one hopefully won't land anyone in hot water. We're starting off with Joe Branton. This is slightly not really guitar related, but it's very much Mark P related. Joe Branton, Beatles songs.
Oh my gosh.
Go, Joe Branton. You're up first, then it's Jay, then it's Matt. Joe Branton, go.
Let It Be.
Jay Cross.
Please Please Me.
Matt Knight.
Love Me Do.
Joe Branton.
Come Together.
Jay Cross.
Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
Matt Knight.
Revolution Number 9.
Yes, Joe Branton.
Here Comes the Sun.
I don't know why that's funny.
Jay Cross.
I don't know song names.
Just any song by the Beatles that hasn't already been said.
The Best of the Beatles.
No. You've got one more guy to give us an answer.
Hey Jude.
Hey Jude, he's got it. Okay, Matt Knight. That was generous. That was so generous.
Very generous.
Strawberry Fields Forever.
Strawberry Fields Forever. Joe Branton.
Oh bloody, oh bladder.
Jay Cross.
I'm the Walrus.
Yeah, Matt Knight.
Glass Onion.
Yeah.
Nice.
Joe Branton.
Blackbird.
Jay Cross.
Rocky Raccoon.
Yep. Matt Knight.
Three Little Pigs.
No, I'm afraid that's not a Beatles song.
Oh, no!
You were referring to... I know what song you're referring to. I'm not going to say it. Joe Branton.
A Day in the Life.
Jay Cross.
Help.
Yep, Joe Branton.
The Long and Winding Road.
Jay Cross.
I don't stand a chance here. 8 days a Week?
Yep,
is that a song?
Yeah, it is, Joe Branton.
Day Tripper.
Yep, Jay Cross.
Yellow Submarine.
Yep, Joe Branton.
If I Fell.
Yeah, Jay Cross.
Revolver.
I'm afraid that is not a Beatles song.
That is a Beatles song. It's the title track from the album
Revolver.
Yeah, it's the title track.
I'm afraid not. So 5 more points to Joe Branton.
Oh, yes.
Extensive Beatles knowledge, which
means
I do bloody love the Beatles.
Can you read?
It's not hard.
Can you read off the ones we missed?
Yeah, sure. I'll read them all. I didn't even bother to write them down.
What was it? Three Little Piggies.
It's just called Piggies.
Ah, Piggies. I knew that.
You went deep on your White Album knowledge. Dropped a bit of Glass Onion in there.
Bloody love the White Album.
You were kind of sticking to that record. That was good.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, Glass Onion. What a track. Some great lyrics on that album. Yeah, including Revolution Number 9, probably my favourite Beatles song.
I like it because it's got a pickled onion floating in a man's hat.
Number 9.
It's good.
I think it's a plum. But
plum.
Served in perfume in a man's hat.
Flying in a man's hat. You're correct. Right. So scores at the end of round two. In last place, Jay Cross with a fantastic round one, but a terrible round two. He's on 2 points.
Two.
Matt Knight in the nice little sandwich in the middle, 5 points, and leading the pack by some considerable margin, Joe Branton with 12 points.
Unbelievable.
We can't let this happen, boys. You cannot let this. Even as the impartial quiz master, you cannot let this happen. Right. Round three. We're on the terms and conditions round. Each question worth 1 point. Again, I will start with someone, and if you can't get it, it passes on to the next person. Goes Jay, Matt, Joe. The point of this round is I went on to a list of guitar terms and their meanings. What I'm going to do is read you the meaning and you have to tell me what the term is. Some of them are guitar specific. Some of them are kind of more music specific. There's six questions in the round, 1 point each, starting with Jay Cross. So Jay, the meaning is...
The term is...
No, the meaning is... The distance between two notes. What is the term?
The distance between two notes.
Yes.
Pause?
I'm afraid not. Matt Knight.
Interval?
It is interval.
Ah.
1 point for Matt Knight. Okay, so next, Matt, it's your question.
Okay.
The meaning is... A five-tone scale used often in rock.
Pentatonic.
Oh, I knew that. And I didn't even go to music college.
Indeed. Matt paid thousands of pounds to win this round, so I hope he does win. Right, question three, starting with Joe. A chord consisting of the first, root, fifth, and eighth degree octave of the scale.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
A power chord.
It is indeed a power chord. 1 point for Joe. Okay, we're whipping through these. Okay, question four, starting with Jay. A system of writing music for fretted instruments whereby a number or letter appears on the lines representing the strings indicating the fret to be played.
MXTabs.net. Tablature.
It is indeed tablature. Jay's finally on the board in round three. These are maybe a bit too easy. Matt Knight. This is question five. A concave area generally in the upper right bout of a normal right-handed guitar that allows the player easier access to the higher frets.
Cutaway.
It is indeed a cutaway.
I was going to say uppercut. I was like, it's not more uppercut.
Matt's catching Joe. But Joe, you've got the final question in this round. Okay, so your meaning is structuring a chord with a note other than the root as the lowest note.
I don't know. Pass.
J. E. Cross.
Structuring a chord with other than the root.
With a note other than the root note as the lowest note.
Diminished?
No. Matt Knight.
All that money you paid, Matt. All that money.
I know. Should have listened instead of like talking about pedals for ages. all I can think of is alternate voicing, which is not the correct term.
It's not the correct term, but I know where you're going with that. The correct term is inversion.
Inversion.
Yep.
Damn you, music college.
Yeah, you've wasted all of those thousands of pounds.
There are a million complete dweebs just like yelling at their
That's the ultimate
right now.
It's the ultimate listener's anger round, yeah. I think. No, actually probably the signal chain, like guessing the next thing in the chain, because it's easier to do it when you're just listening and not actually having to do it.
Yeah.
There we go. So end of round three. Current scores are J Cross still bringing up the rear at 3 points. Matt Knight still sandwiched in the middle at 8. Joe Bratton still out in the lead at 13.
But oh my goodness.
It's still all to play for as we go into round four. Top of the Pops.
Top of the Pops.
Wait, that's probably enough. We probably can't do any more. Yeah, otherwise, right, we'll get done.
Get sued for that. And also, American listeners, no idea what we're doing, but who cares? Right, so this round, Top of the Pops, I've hand-picked some rock guitar-focused acts, and I worked out what their total cumulative record sales are for each one of them. And I want you to basically submit a guess, and we'll see who's the closest. And whoever is the closest wins 1 point for each.
Are we talking units? I don't even or are know we talking ballpark. Dollars?
We are talking units.
Okay.
So, I will say a band. You will each tell me what you think. And I think you probably need to write it down beforehand. You don't just go off. No, actually, you can go off the last person's one, because we're going to be starting with a different person each time. So we'll go around in a circle.
And sorry, for example, you say the Beatles, it's just how many records the Beatles sold, or how many records the Beatles sold and how many records John Paul, George and Ringo all sold as well.
It's the act. How many of the act sold? And I believe this is just album sales. I don't think it's singles. Okay. I think it's just album sales. So let's dive in with question one. Starting with Jay, you're going to go first. Then Matt can give his guess. Then Joe can give his guess. We're starting with a band with a brand new album out last week. Weezer. Jay Cross, how many albums have Weezer sold?
I reckon they've done 15 million.
Okay. Joe Branton. No, sorry, Matt Knight next.
20 million.
Okay. Joe Branton.
What did Jay say?
15 million.
And Matt said 20.
Yep.
I don't know if they're that popular. I think you might be overselling that thing. I'm going to go 8 million.
In hindsight, I don't think I went high enough.
The actual number is 10 million, meaning that Joe Branton wins the point on that round.
There we go.
So let's go to the next one, beginning with Matt. Matt, the act that you need to guess is AC/DC.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm going to go with 75 million.
Okay. Matt's going at 75 million. Joe Branton.
I think, Matt, that's not a bad bet. I'm going to aim a little bit lower I shouldn't know. There's so long. I'm going to go 8. What did you say? 75?
Yes.
Yeah, Matt did say 75.
I'm just going to say 80 then.
Okay, Jay Cross.
It's more than that. So, 81.
Okay. So, the actual answer is...
It's a lot more than that.
It's 200 million.
Oh, my goodness. 200 million.
When you first said it, my initial guess was going to be 150. But seeing as I didn't need to guess that, then I decided not to. I mean, Back in Black has probably sold 80 million by itself.
You're probably right,
Because I was, for some reason, I'd got it in my head that Michael Jackson is the biggest selling artist of all time at like 100 million, but I think it's more like 500 million.
And I also don't think it's him.
I don't have the stats to back it up, but I would suggest that the bulk of that 200 million is Back in Black, and the rest of them have not sold anywhere
I think,
like that.
actually, if I remember rightly, interesting fact, the Back in Black is the biggest selling album by a band ever.
Yeah, I think you're
really?
Right on that.
It is a great record.
Yeah, more than things like Dark Side of the Moon and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I think it, as a band, that one record has sold... because obviously there's albums that have sold more, but as a band, it's the biggest selling band album of all time.
Well, on that, on Dark Side of the Moon, Joe, tell me how many records Pink Floyd have sold in total.
Okay, there's a lot of albums there as well. Yep. A lot of albums. So I'm going to go with, I am going to go with 250 million.
Okay. Who's next? Jay.
That's kind of where I was thinking. So I'm going to say 300 million.
Okay. Matt Knight.
And I'm going to go 275.
Oh, he's going in the middle.
So the actual answer is 250 million.
Oh, Joey B.
And I hate to say it, but I didn't say it beforehand, but I'm going to give an extra point if you get it spot on. So Joe gets two points for that one, bringing him to a total of three for this round so far.
Top right, stuff.
Circling back around to Jay Cross. You're the artist, you need to tell me how many albums they've sold, is Bob Dylan.
Oh, that is tough.
There's a lot of albums there, Jay. There's a lot of records, but I think a lot of them
have sold not that many.
Yeah, exactly. Well, there's that Christmas record.
That's a great record.
That's a great record. Beard That's Red. Must be Santa.
Stop stalling.
Blood on the Tracks and Blonde on Blonde are up there as some of the biggest selling. And then the other one, Highway 69 Revisited or whatever.
Yeah, sure. Highway 69, yeah.
They're all up there. So I reckon... I'm going to go 300 million again.
Okay. Matt Knight.
That might be too much.
Yeah.
I've said it now, but sure.
I don't think they've sold as many records, or he rather sold as many records as Pink Floyd, and I'm going to go for 200 million.
Okay. So, Jay, you were 300, Matt 200, Joe Banton.
So, Jay's 300 million, Matt's
200 million.
I think he trailed off massively, and I don't think record sales were what they were at the time that he was really making hit, you know, the big hit. So I'm going to say I'm going to go 150.
The actual answer
million, like not 150.
The actual answer, Bob Dylan has sold 125 million records, meaning that Joe
wins again.
Another point in this round.
Unbelievable.
Right, two more to go. We're starting with Matt on this one. Matt, can you tell me how many records, or how many albums, Sheryl Crow has sold?
I think she's up there with some of the biggest, because country music and that.
country music and that.
190 million.
190 million. Joe Branton.
100 million.
100 million. Jay Cross.
Yeah, I think 150.
The actual answer, Sheryl Crow has sold 50 million albums, meaning that Joe Branton wins the point again. Right, one last one to go. And unfortunately, Joe is starting this one, so he does kind of set the pace on this. Okay. Joe, can you tell me how many records Slipknot have sold?
Oh, that's an excellent one. When it's so nice having the comparisons and thinking about, you know, sort of, I guess, Sheryl Crow, 50 million. It's probably one of the biggest, you know, modern metal bands. Quite a handful of records, bit downtime in the middle. It's such a subgenre, though. I'm going to say 100 million.
100 million. Jay Cross.
I think a lot less than that. I think 20 million.
Matt Knight.
Yeah, I think that so many like bands like that, obviously streams are ridiculous, but in terms of album sales now, so I am going to go slightly higher at 40 million.
Okay. This puts us in an interesting position because
it's 30
the
million.
Points are shared between Jay and Matt. You get a point each, it's 30 million.
Okay, cool. I should have gone 25. That was
yeah,
my gut.
Yeah, you should have got 25. You should have gone 25. I'm going to give you one point each. So that means that Jay picked up two in that round. Matt picked up one. That means that, unfortunately, at the end of round four, Jay is at the back of the pack at 5 points. Matt is in the middle at 9. Joe Branton has got 18 points. We need to do something about this.
Unbelievable.
In now, fairness, none of them have been guitar questions. I've got most of those wrong.
Yeah, that is true. And hardly any of this is about guitars, to be honest. You know, you talk about guitars every week. I thought I'd bring some general music stuff to the fold.
I like it.
Right, so round five is called The Low End.
Oh, no.
Joe, you need to do the...
Oh, yeah, sorry. The Low End.
Very good.
Crikey, this is a real blast from the past.
Yeah, it's like an old school podcast.
News.
Do you guys not do that anymore? Oh, no, you have the news duck or whatever.
No. I got rid of all jingles for season two. There are no jingles.
Unbelievable.
Is that because you couldn't be bothered to do the extra editing?
I was trying to introduce a level of professionalism to the podcast. You know, I got new jingles at the top and tail, but strong, well-produced music to top
basically,
and tail. And then no.
Now that you're taking all the money, you just want to do as little work as possible, so the jingles had to go.
Well, I mean, I had to. Pay
I mean,
to
he
have
always
the
took all the.
That's true.
He
always he's always taken all the money. So
I do. Yeah,
that.
It's true. Yeah.
Right, round five, the low end. I have pulled a list of bass players. You need to tell me what band are they the bass player for? And we're going to go again. It's 1 point for this, and if you don't get it right, passes to the next person. Starting off with Jay, can you tell me which band Cliff Williams was the bass player for?
Cliff Williams. No, I can't. So I guess I better just take a stab in the dark. And I will say, is this a pseudonym? Are there any like?
Some of them will be pseudonyms.
With Cliliums, yeah.
No. I mean, like, it's not like Cliff Williams is the real name, but. This person's, but like, it's Flea,
that's not like field.
Like
yeah,
that.
It's not Fielding.
Yeah, it's not like you're trying to trick us or anything like that. Okay, fine. Okay, Cliff Williams, Fieldy from Korn. Yeah, shows up for his audition. Hey guys, I'm Cliff. Yeah, not really sure it's going to work out. Actually, mate.
Cliff's actually dreams. Got quite a funny name in real life.
Someone Google it. I need to know what Fieldy's name is.
Cliff Williams. Right, I'm going to go with the Monkees.
It's not one of the Monkees. Okay. This passes over to Matt Knight, Cliff Williams.
Reginald. Is this real name?
Really? What, Fieldy?
Fieldy,
fantastic.
Yeah.
Matt, can you tell us which band Cliff Williams was the bass player for?
This is bizarre, and it's definitely wrong, but I'm going to say Rainbow.
No.
It just sounds like a weird...
I mean, maybe he was, but I mean, I don't know in this example. I want the one that I Googled, and I don't think this person is the bass player for Rainbow.
It just sounds like a 70s bass player.
Yeah, definitely. Joe Branton.
I do actually know it. I'm so sorry, everyone. It's AC/DC.
It is indeed AC/DC.
See, 70s rock band, Cliff,
you're
Rainbow.
Right. Cliff, yeah, totally, totally. Right, Matt Knight, hopefully you can get this one. And I think this might be a pseudonym. Jet Harris.
Jet Harris. That rings a bell, but I have no idea because no one cares about bass players.
Joe Branton.
I don't know. Pass.
Jay Cross.
Deep Purple.
It's not Deep Purple, unfortunately. Oh. It's The Shadows.
Oh, okay.
I thought that was one of the
great name.
I thought that was one of the easier ones on the list. He's like,
oh no, it's all down here from here.
Well, just because he had like a cool name. That's one that I always remember. Jet Harris from The Shadows, isn't it? You know, just like remember it. Right, yeah. Joe Branton.
Yes. Fine.
There are two potential answers for this one. The bass player is Melissa Alfdemauer.
Oh, come on.
Oh, from Alfdemauer.
Oh, is that? Oh, yeah, but not that. You can't have the solo projects. But
it's not a solo, it's a band.
Yeah, but you can't have that.
Oh.
Name one of the two bands.
I don't know what else she was in.
Oh, blimey. J. Cross.
Smashing Pumpkins.
Smashing Pumpkins, indeed. A point for J. Cross. How did you not know that, Branton?
Pashing Smumpkins.
Was she in Swan as well?
She was in Hole.
Hole.
Yeah, I was thinking Hole. Okay.
Yeah, she was in Hole.
Indeed. Swan. God, I didn't know that.
I thought that as soon as I said it, I was like, was she in Hole? I didn't know she was in Smashing Pumpkins there.
She was in Smiling Politely, indeed. Question four, J. Cross. Can you tell me which band John McVie was the bass player for?
I know nothing to fear to be. Fleetwood Mac.
It was indeed Fleetwood Mac. That's probably the easiest one on the list.
Meatwood Flack.
Meatwood Flack. Matt Knight, can you tell me which band Kathy Valentine was the bass player for?
Talking Heads.
Nope.
No.
Joe Branton.
I don't know. Pass.
J. Cross.
Kathy Valentine.
Just all the spoonerism of Talking Heads, it made me laugh. Hawking Tech.
The Runaways?
No, unfortunately not. You're not that far off though. The Go-Go's.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Which I recommend.
I don't even know who that is.
Go and watch the documentary. It's on like Now TV or Sky or whatever. The documentary is fantastic. It's definitely worth a watch. Right, Joe Branton, question six.
Yes.
Can you tell me which band Guy Berryman is the bass player for?
He did a thing with Lowell. He did a band with Lowell, but he's not from that band. It's like some crap. It was a really good project. And
I love him. I'm learning really this. I would hurry up, but I'm learning from whatever you're saying.
Lowell is this absolutely incredible kind of like dark pop artist, and she did a band with him. He was from like a crap pop rock band before, like one of the popular. I'm gonna say, I'm like, he's good looking. I remember that, like really good looking.
I think you've had enough time.
Coldplay. I'm saying Coldplay.
The answer is Coldplay. Whoa!
It is. I knew that one. I can't believe Joe got it.
It's a really good. I thoroughly recommend listening to Lowell's music. It's great. I was surprised. I know this because Emma was talking to me about this project the other day, and we were looking at it. I don't actually know anything about Coldplay. I don't want people to think that I do.
Got some good songs, man.
Sure.
Got some good songs.
That's what I said. Joe laughed at me.
For some time.
That's because Joe's one of these people that thinks it's cool to dislike music that people like. So, you know.
You just gotta, you know.
Not everyone can be into Pink Floyd. I don't know.
Right. Three more questions in this round. J. Cross, can you tell me who Tom Hamilton is the bass player for?
Currently.
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay, that's good. Good to know.
I guess so. Yeah, just to give you a bit of a clue. I mean, I don't know if they're even still going, but they probably are still going in some form or another. And I believe when I looked, he is still the bass player.
Tom Hamilton. No, I don't know. Deep Purple.
It's not Deep Purple. Matt Knight.
I
really want you to just pull this out of the bag, Matty. What did you say? No. Mountain. it's not Mountain. I've not been pulling deep cut like some of these bands. Joe Branton, do you know this one?
Is it Sun O?
It's not, unfortunately. It's weirdly enough, and as far as I could tell, he's been in this band from the start, always been like a crucial member. I've never heard of him before. Aerosmith.
Oh, right.
Like, when you think like, oh yeah, you know, iconic band, but then
old
I guess
man
you
fashioning
only...
a canoe out of a log.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. You only think really of, you know, what's his name, Steven Tyler, and the guitar player whose name
Joe Perry.
Joe Perry. Tom Hamilton. Apparently, he's been there right by their side, loving it. And I think
that's who you want to be in one of these massive bands, isn't it? Multi millionaire, but literally no one knows who you are. So
been
you
part
be like...
of some of the most famous song, like rock songs ever, but and then no one could pick you out from a lineup. I think that's absolutely ideal. Well, Matt, could you pick this man out from a lineup? Can you tell me which band Randy Messina belongs to?
What other 70s rock bands do I, really obscure rock bands do I know? Sounds like he'd be in like some sort of wrestling band.
Yeah.
Like the WWE house band.
I was listening to a great band earlier called the Von Erichs, who are wrestling themed. Worth checking out.
I have no idea,
Randy
but I really
Messina.
Hope it, I really hope it is the WWE house band.
It's not, unfortunately. Joe Branton.
Sadly, neither I know this answer.
Jay Cross.
I'm gonna go with Deep Purple.
It's not Deep Purple, unfortunately. Oh, okay. It is the Eagles. Again, one of the biggest bands ever. We know the names of like loads of the members, but did you know that Randy Messina was the bass player? Clearly.
The Eagles' greatest hits record is one of the biggest selling records of all time.
Yeah,
actually, can I
always confuse them with Wings.
Yeah, and actually they're not called the Eagles, they're just called Eagles. It's a common misconception. They're called.
I'm googling that right now. I'm googling
like
it right
the Beatles
now.
Are just Beatles.
They're the Eagles. Oh, you're so right. That's really annoying.
Yeah, they're just Eagles.
Go Birds.
Very annoying. One question left, starting with Joe Branton. Joe Branton, can you tell me which band John Rhino Edwards is the bass player for?
Yes, it is. I do actually know this one. It is John and the Rhinos.
It's unfortunately
John
not.
And the Rhinos.
Jay Cross, can you tell me which band John Rhino Edwards is the bass player for?
Yeah. He played in that band Safari.
You did not play in Safari. I thought you'd get this one. I was quite
no,
surprised.
Is it Deep Purple?
It's not. Matt Knight.
Oh, okay.
Saxon.
It's not Saxon. It's Status Quo, and I'm sure that all of you would have got this because we've talked about him quite a few times in the past on this podcast.
Why has he got Rhino in his name?
Well, that is a question that they gave a mischievous answer to, let's put it like that, when they were interviewed about it. So, you make of that what you will. So there we go. That is the end of round five. Scores as we move into the final round are Jay with 7 points, Matt with 9, Joe Branton with 20 points. But it is all to play for in the last round because each correct answer is worth 3 points. And it is a free-for-all. You can literally answer. You can make as many guesses as you want until we get it right.
What? Oh, so it doesn't get passed over?
It doesn't get passed over. It's a push the buzzer around.
So
say,
if you have
one,
a question that's a year, I can just be like, 1962...
Totally.
1963.
Unfortunately, it's not as simple as that. This harks back to a quiz that we did before where I have shifted one letter in the name.
Oh, God.
I've shifted one letter in the name of a famous rock album.
Okay.
I seem
to remember Matty was absolutely incredible at this.
So, I'm trying to give you an example. It's not. So this is not on the quiz. But trying to think of an example.
Oh, you had Dark Side of the Moon or Bark Side of the Moon.
Yeah, exactly that. Like Bark Side of the Moon.
Yeah,
so
Matt, you were so good at this. Not to like pile the pressure on or anything. But you were really good at this, I remember.
So
I don't understand the
clue for that would be like
I understand.
This dog is floating around the earth or whatever, something like that, and you would
Space
say Bark Side of the Moon. And
I
the
understand.
Answer that I'm looking for is the album title with the letter shifted. So you wouldn't say Dark Side of the Moon, you would say Bark Side of the Moon. So are we ready for question one? There's 3 points. You can have as many guesses as you want to get it right. It's a free-for-all. Question one is... I'm not speaking literally in
Wait,
the
who
United...
goes first then?
No, it's a free-for-all.
Oh.
It's open.
Whoever
so,
shouts it first.
Question exactly. Question one is, I'm not speaking literally in the United States. I'm not speaking literally in the United States. I want to hear some. I want to hear some movement. I want to hear some guesses.
Speaking literally, United States.
Porn in the USA.
That's what I'm trying to go with as
unfortunately
well.
Unfortunately, not porn in the USA.
Horn in the USA.
It's not. It's nothing to do with the Bruce.
Also,
Springsteen
that record's
album.
Not called that. That's Born to Run.
Yeah, it's not Born to Run. It's not a Bruce Springsteen record. All of these, I should say, are fairly modern. I would say in the last 20-ish years, within 25 years.
Can we get a genre?
They're all vaguely rock. They're all albums that probably, as teenagers, we would have owned, apart from one, maybe, or two,
okay.
Maybe.
Okay.
Dead air podcasting.
Come on, you're
going to need to put a little countdown clock.
We're going
to
need another clue.
Okay, so think this album came out in, I believe, 2004, something like that, or 2005.
Oh, it's too late for me.
Yeah,
something like that. Guitar based pop, not pop rock, pop punk, I would say.
Oh, God.
I'm out.
I'm not speaking literally in the United States.
Oh! I can think
American
of, no.
Idiom.
Yes,
I knew it was American Idiom. I couldn't think of what you changed it to.
Joe Branton's got it. American Idiom by Green Day. Fantastic.
That's really good.
So 3 points for Joe Branton. It's making it very difficult for anyone else to mount a comeback. Right,
good work, Joe.
Question two. The clue is, a cooking show makes your clothes disappear.
Bake Off Your Pants and Jacket.
Very good. Very
it
good.
It is indeed. Bake Off Your Pants and Jacket by Blink
182. Excellently done.
Right. This one. The clue is, find it beneath my giant bin. This one, I think, probably none of us owned, but was quite a big record. I will say it's a solo artist. I would say think kind of pop punk, pop rock, solo artist. Find it beneath my giant bin.
Beneath my giant bin. Solo artist.
A solo artist. So that's got me thinking like Avril Lavigne, but I don't know any album names by her.
You're getting warm.
Isn't there? There's a record by some sort of emo-y type band under the something tree, maybe.
Are you thinking of From Under the Cork Tree by
Fall Out Boy? Yeah,
that is what I was thinking.
It's not. Unfortunately, it's a solo artist.
Okay.
Joe was quite warm. Very, very warm. Let's put it that way. Avril Lavigne.
I just don't know any of her album names, boys. Take it. Come on, take it from me.
What was the clue again?
Find it beneath my giant bin.
What was Complicated? What record was that? I don't know.
I believe that was on the first album, which I think it's maybe called Complicated, or it might be called Avril Lavigne. I don't know. I believe this is the second album.
What was on that? Like Skater Boy?
Skater Boy would have been on that.
That's the first album.
Oh, okay. In that case,
this is the one where it went like more ballady, like pop rock.
I'm out.
Any more guesses?
I'm out.
No, I'm out.
Jay?
No, I don't know. Sorry.
So the album Find It Beneath My Giant Bin is Under My Skip by Avril Lavigne, which is shifted from Under My Skin by Avril Lavigne.
Oh, of course.
Of course. Of course.
Right, this one. We're also on the sort of pop rock vibe. No points for that last one, by the way. Also on a pop rock vibe. The clue is, this could be the Dark Knight Rises soundtrack. This could be the Dark Knight Rises soundtrack. It's a band. It's a pop rock band. Came out in the mid-2000s, I want to say.
My pop rock knowledge is poor.
Yeah, I don't know either.
This could be the
Dark Knight, specifically the Dark Knight Rises soundtrack.
What was that, the third one?
Yes.
So it's
who's in that one? Is that the one with Bane?
It's Bane, so it's going to be a play on Bane or something like that. And what was the sorry, it's a popular
band, pop rock band. This album came out in roughly the mid 2000s, maybe like late 2000s.
I'm out.
Bane of my life.
No, that what that wouldn't be shifted, would it?
Yeah, the album is called Fane of My Life by Sum 41. Did you not heard that one?
So let's put it this way. We've talked a lot about the guitar player from this band over the years. He had a very, very popular signature model.
It's going to be Maroon 5, isn't it?
Valentine?
Yeah.
No, it's going to be Jimmy Eat World.
Or is it? Or is it, in fact, Maroon 5?
I don't know any
Maroon 5 stuff.
Also, are they pop rock?
Bane.
Yeah. I guess they are.
Bane. Weather Bane.
So.
Weather Bane. The weather is.
The album Shifted is Songs About Bane from the album Songs About Jane by Maroon 5.
Oh,
okay,
yeah. I remember that.
Yeah, indeed.
I'd also love to see Bane as a weatherman.
I just want to see Maroon 5 do an album called Songs About Bane. But they're just songs about Bane. Right, okay, question 5.
Thing is, you could have... This didn't even need to be Shifted. You could have just said the name of the album title and I probably wouldn't have got any of them anyway.
Those two, the last two, were probably the most obscure. The Avril Lavigne and the Maroon 5. The rest, okay. Now, I would say, are solidly in the rock, metal... genres.
Okay.
These are less obscure. Okay, so question 5. I fell over on a door handle.
I like how you started laughing there.
I was just thinking about it. I just saw what the Shifted thing is. I fell over on a door handle.
Is this Slip Knob?
It's indeed Slip Knob.
Very good, very good.
Slipknot by the album, from the album Slipknot by Slipknot. Right.
Good. Slipknot. Good. Okay, fine. Go on.
Right. Sorry, this is a real long podcast. I just realised. There's how many have we got left? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, question
5.
Jeez. Question 6. There's still a lot of points to play for. 15 in total. Jay, could you win at this point? You could. Jay, if you get all of these,
okay,
you
well,
could win.
You know. As you've seen so far, this is certainly my round.
Okay, so this one. The clue is red and yellow and blue and feeling guilty. This album, I believe, came out 97, I want to say. Popular rock band.
Red and yellow and blue and feeling guilty.
Yeah.
Is it something to do with Weezer?
It's not to do with Weezer.
Okay. Oh, yeah, there was no Yellow album.
I don't know.
Anyone want to have another guess? Popular rock band from the 90s that have remained popular. Probably the biggest...
Foo Fighters.
It potentially is the Foo Fighters.
Okay.
What was the clue again?
Red and yellow and blue and feeling guilty.
The colour and the grape.
No.
Oh.
That would be more, that would be multiple letters Shifted.
Yeah.
But you're thinking along the right lines.
The colour and the scrap.
Also multiple letters.
Oh, yeah.
You need to get this, Jay.
Is it that record?
It is that record, okay. Yes.
Oh, that I know. I just can't think of the change.
Can you give us the clue again?
Yeah. Red and yellow and blue and feeling guilty.
The colour and the shame.
Jay was in there first. So that is another 3 points to Jay's catching up. We've got four questions left. I'll tell you how the points. No, in fact, I won't tell you how the points are. We'll keep that a little bit of a surprise to the end. Right. Question 7. The lady who birthed me is a short distance away. The lady who birthed me, think about it, is a short distance away.
Mother's Mile.
Yes, it is indeed. Yes! Mother's Mile shifted from Mother's Milk by the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Unbelievable.
Jay's playing a blinder. 3 questions left. Question 8. My friend Fran's dad is a donkey. My friend Fran's dad is a donkey.
Like Fran Healy from Travis.
Yeah, sure. Wait, I don't know why I've put dad here. Forget about the dad bit. I'm just reading my clue back. That doesn't make any sense. My friend Fran is a donkey.
Give us a clue, Mark.
Clue. It's a band that I hate that I think all of you guys like quite a lot. Probably mentioned more than any other band on this podcast, I would say.
Ooh. Coldplay.
Band that you hate that we all like.
I don't know if you necessarily like it, but definitely Matt and Joe. My friend Fran is a donkey. Oh no, I know why I put dad as a donkey. Yeah, no, that does make sense. My friend Fran.
Oh, this does not help.
My friend Fran's dad is a donkey. Think about Fran.
Francis the Mule?
Yes, it is in Matty indeed. Francis the Mule.
That's very good.
6 points in this round for Matty. We've got 2 questions left. Okay, question 9. This cash register has a fake note in it. You?
Oh. Band clue?
At one point, one of the biggest bands in the world, now seen as a bit of a laughing stock.
What was the clue again?
This cash register has a fake note in it. You.
One of the biggest bands in the world, now seen as a bit of a laughing stock.
I mean, I still listen to them occasionally. Put it on when I'm feeling angry, sort of teenage angry.
Oh.
Oh.
I was about to say Nickelback, but you don't listen to Nickelback.
No, I know the album.
This cash register, think about it, Matty. Yeah, this cash register has a fake note in it. You. Come on, Matty. I can hear your brain working.
Oh, I can't. Why can't I get the change?
Can we have another clue?
Red baseball cap.
Oh.
I don't know any Limp Bizkit albums. They had one about a chocolate starfish, if that helps you.
Yeah,
all I can think of is $3 Bill Ball, but that's not that's right.
$3 till.
$3 till, y'all. Jay Cross gets the points.
Wow. Well done, Jay.
$3 till, y'all. Right. Oh, my God. It's so close. Right. Question 10. American slang for an old man.
Geezer.
It is indeed Geezer by Weezer. Joe Branton picks up the 3 points.
What do you mean American slang? I say that all the time.
Yeah, but it's like old geezer, isn't it?
Cool dude over here.
Yeah, exactly that. Wow. It means like your buddy, whereas in American slang, it's like old fella. Right, well, with the quiz concluded, the scores are...
The scores are in.
In last place. Matt Knight with 15 points. Second place, Jay Cross with 19 points.
Oh.
And the winner, by some margin, Joe Branton with 26 points.
Wow. Yes. Good work, Joey B.
Fantastic work, JB.
I never win anything. What do I get?
Nothing.
You get to continue hosting this podcast.
Where did you pick up your points? Oh, you picked them up in Signal Chain.
Signal Chain. I got... So, yeah, you'd quite healthily pointed that round. It was like 5 points a thing. And I think I got... I couldn't name a single Fender signature model, but I could name Beatles songs and electro harmonics pedals.
True. Well done. That was a very good performance by all, I think. Yeah.
That was a really good
very
quiz.
Good fun.
Well
very
done.
Good.
That last round is just...
It was intense, wasn't it?
It's a stroke of genius, though.
It's great.
It was good. It was intense. Now, thank you so much, Mark, for doing that. We're going to be heading over onto our Patreon episode where we're going to be talking about this and asking Mark about what he's been getting up to. Maybe taking some questions from the group. We'll see. And if you want to join us over on Patreon, you can for as little... as $1 a month. $1 a month gets you this episode ad-free and early. $5 gets you access to the Patreon special and our entire back catalogue. And $10 will get you the lot. Plus, I'll sing you my thanks at the end of every episode. You can find us on all your favourite social media platforms and join the Guitar Nerds group on Facebook to get involved in our weekly episode discussion. Thank you for listening. Dear listener, you've been lovely. We've been the Guitar Nerds. Farewell.
Oi, oi!
Geezer.
I know you wanted to. Checking out my guitar nerds when you're feeling blue. You're a Telecaster and a Stratocaster fan. You're also like Riverland and a bit of Music Man. You take one look at a Fender custom shop. You know that that's another $3,000 you're gonna drop. And love 50s, cute, so unique. Now go on, buy the plugin from the plugin of the week. Guitar nerds coming into ears. Listen to us day and night and drink a bunch of beers. We got Matt Knight and Jay Cross too. Pat can even shows up when he's got nothing to do. We got JD and Naomi McCloud. But I am the best one cause I'm sexy, drunk and loud. But we couldn't do this podcast without you. You're everything a podcast host could ever want is true.
Simpson, Eric Vaughan, John Conway, Paul True, Russell Healing, Yogi the guitarist, Ty Allen, Cloud Lifterton, Simons, Carl Harris, Joe Mark Short Hughes, Brian Hansen, Eric Hammond, Jeffrey Wax, Shane M, Brian Eisler, Jonathan Hafferty, David Madden, Linda Marcus, Al Kanawaki, Robert Butterworth, Samuel Frost, Stuart Robson, Christian Lund Hansen, Keith Adams, Eric Vile, Dallas Henry, Scott Utting, Jack Cutmore, Andy Family, Simon Noble, Jim Sayers, Michael McBay, Eric Peters, Sean Arbour, Eric Coon, Joe Utting, Blake Wyland, Dave Lee, Nate Nagel, Ross Edwards, John Anglin, Aaron Sermon, James Doyle, Ryan McDermott, Jane Gray, Derek Rick, Scott Kennedy, Stephen Michael, Abe Matthews, Christopher Lowson, Stephen Park, Robert Smith, Glenn Topia, the band, J.D. Short, Andy McKenzie, Brad Page, Paul Corrigan, Rob Nordwick, Scott O'Brien, Moon Rabbit, Rapscallion.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.